Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood life coach, back with another episode of Mental War. And today, we're diving deep into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional healing and growth. Ever feel like you're carrying around a bunch of baggage? Like there are parts of yourself you just can't quite access because it feels too scary or overwhelming? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We ALL have that baggage. It's part of being human. And guess what? We deserve to unpack it, process it, and let go of what no longer serves us. But how do we create that safe space for ourselves? It's not always easy, right? First things first, let's talk about boundaries. Think of boundaries like the walls around your emotional fortress. They protect you from negativity and allow only the good vibes in. This means being selective about who you share your deepest feelings with. Choose people who are trustworthy, supportive, and non-judgmental. It's also about saying no to things that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Next up, self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, people. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and forgiveness. We're all works in progress, and making mistakes is part of the journey. Remember, you're allowed to have feelings, even the messy ones. Acknowledge them, process them, and don't beat yourself up for experiencing them. Now, let's get practical. Journaling. Seriously, this stuff can be a game changer. Write down your thoughts, feelings, fears, dreams, whatever comes to mind. It's like having a conversation with yourself on paper. This helps you gain clarity, process emotions, and identify patterns in your thinking. Mindfulness is another superpower. Take time each day to just be present. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, the sights and sounds around you. This can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your self-awareness. Think of it like hitting the pause button on the chaos and just being in the moment. Finally, don't underestimate the power of seeking support. Whether it's a therapist, a trusted friend, or a support group, talking to someone can make a world of difference. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer fresh perspectives. You don't have to go through this alone. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant woman I met at a networking event. She was clearly talented and driven, but she confessed that she always felt stuck in a cycle of self-doubt. She worried about what people thought, struggled to speak up for herself, and held back from pursuing her dreams because she feared failure. I told Sarah about the importance of creating a safe space for emotional healing and growth. We talked about setting boundaries with negative influences, practicing self-compassion, journaling her thoughts and feelings, incorporating mindfulness into her daily routine, and seeking support from trusted friends and mentors. Sarah took my advice to heart. She started saying no to commitments that drained her energy, practiced affirmations of self-love, and began journaling regularly. She also joined a supportive online community for women entrepreneurs where she could share her struggles and celebrate her successes. Months later, Sarah reached out to me with an update. She told me about landing a dream job, overcoming her fear of public speaking, and launching her own successful business. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that creating a safe space for emotional healing and growth is not just about feeling better. It's about unlocking your full potential and living a life true to yourself. So, my friends, remember this. You deserve to feel safe, supported, and empowered. Take the time to cultivate that inner sanctuary where you can be your authentic self, explore your emotions, and embrace growth. You've got this. Remember, if you found value in today's episode, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find the podcast and join our Mental Warfare Squad. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and practical tips to conquer your challenges and unlock your greatness. Until then, keep pushing forward and remember, you are stronger than you think.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.